Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Based on some things Cecile and I have studied the last many years, the Lord's shown us, and listening to the spirit-filled, neurocognitive brain scientist lady. One of my favorites is Dr. Caroline Lee. But what he just described was that woman was stuck in the trauma cycle. So that trauma that she experienced as a four-year-old or so child, like he said, there was a wound that was inflicted there, and she was stuck in that trauma. And the trauma, they know, is stored actually at the cellular level in our bodies. And so that's why that person was severely fragmented, like Cecile was talking. The scripture addresses that, the fragmentation. And so she wasn't able to function. She had gotten so fragmented, obviously, she wasn't able to function on what we would consider a normal spectrum. She was way over here in the ditch, stuck in that trauma cycle. And so that's where, like Charles said, it wasn't really deliverance that was her primary need. It was the healing from the trauma. And so that's what the Holy Spirit enabled him to assist her with. And really, I feel like the trauma creates an open wound or a sore there that the enemy will seek to exploit. Sure. So you're dealing oftentimes with both. And obviously, if a person believes a lie, then that gives an opening too. And that's often what happens. And so that's why it's so important. And I feel like the church has been, we don't know what we don't know, but now we do know. Thankfully, we have research that proves all this, and we do know, and so we need to deal with the trauma as well as this, the demonic and all that. Okay. And that's why I think we've only gotten limited results sometimes when we're just trying to deal with the demonic. Wow. Because there's still that open wound, and once you heal, once the Holy Spirit, he's really the only one can heal trauma. There's no pills, magic this or that. It's really got to be the Holy Spirit, right, that can heal that. Right. Because it's pure love. It takes love to heal that wound. And the brain scientist explains how when they've mapped people's brains, from it can be physical trauma or emotional. It can be both. for people that have had, say, physical injury to their brain, it will actually cause a dead area, and they can see that on a computer screen. And it looks like an old withered up tree with no leaves. It's all black and dark. It does physical damage in the brain, and but it can be healed. That's the beautiful thing about it. And Dr. Caroline actually proved that in her research with a young lady that had a serious brain injury, and she was, 12, 15 years old and was functioning at about a fourth grade level. But she got healed and went on to get multiple degrees from the university. So the Lord healed that part of her brain. The old science was you couldn't heal that, but now they know it's neuroplasticity. It can be healed. And so there's we operate in our conscious mind like we're talking right now. That's our conscious mind. But then there's the non-conscious or the subconscious, which is, that's where that lady, that young gal he was speaking of, was stuck. Right. And so in her waking moment, she probably was not aware that that was the issue. See? But the Holy Spirit knew. So when we're trying to assist our brothers and sisters and people that we meet that need healing, then we want to ask the Holy Spirit, what is the root issue here, and he'll show us. And many times we don't have to know their whole story. We don't need to know that. We just simply ask the Holy Spirit to minister to the trauma, and he'll do it.
Amen. Amen. I want to speak on a closely related topic, and that the Apostle James speaks about a double-minded person. And it's the Greek there for double-minded is deep psucho. Deep meaning two, psucho meaning psycho, or two, actually it translates as a two-souled person. But I, not with the idea that there's a duplication of the person, but that the brain is functioning in such a capacity that part is not communicating to another part. And we know that in modern terms as schizophrenia, bipolar, mostly now, called that. But a person, and it can come from injury, a trauma of some kind, who is deep psycho or two psychos. How to deal with that on the strictly spiritual level, I don't think any of us know. But it is true that some individuals are suffering from that kind of trauma. And the Apostle James, the only one who identifies it or speaks of it. But we do know this, that there is no problem too great for the grace and power of God to correct. Doesn't matter what it is, how complex it is. The power of God and the grace of God is more than adequate to deal with it. And I think we've all dealt with deep psycho people without perhaps realizing that was their problem. I know it was a pastor's wife. I was preaching in another state years ago, and a woman came to me and she said, "Pastor, that I need to talk with you privately about our pastor's wife." Said, "She and I are friends," and said, "I love her. She is a dear friend to me. But," said, "there are times when I can't recognize her. She will so radically change that it's like I'm talking to an entirely different person." Well, I don't know, because I didn't have any opportunity with the woman that was suspect, but I would be convinced that in a case like that, where it's radical, radically obvious, there's more than one personality there, that that would be an instance of deep psycho, or deep meaning two, psycho, psycho meaning brain, mind, or it's the same word we translate as soul. So the topic is, this is what we know. The topic is bigger than we are. Really. So.
The one thing that comes to mind, I'll just throw it out there, that the Lord has been revealing, in the last 20 years, 15, 20 years, so much more about healing in this area about trauma. Yes. And that a couple things come to mind. One is that they say there are basically two types of trauma. One is the type of trauma where bad things happen that should not have happened. And we all are familiar with those examples, of abuse. But then there's another type of trauma, which is the trauma of neglect. For a baby who is not cuddled or held or given nurture, that's the case where there was something good that should have happened that did not happen. And both of those cause trauma.
Yeah.
And they always knew about the first time, but they have only recently recognized. So the neglect even causes more trauma than the bad things that happened. And so most people...
You're talking about
never,
with babies...
Yes, when babies are not nurtured or the parent was absent, they were not cuddled or they were not given the attention and the nurture. Causes trauma.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com. where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.